The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray, from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody, on this January, looks like we're looking at, what, the 21st? Am I in the money there? Anyway, I don't know. Kind of glad I'm living out here because, you know, the weather, I'm watching the news and I'm seeing where I used to live, and they say you get used to it, but, you know, when you're waking up in the morning and it's zero or maybe 10 above and it's ice and snow, it's hard to get used to that when you got to shovel out your car and everything. But Retha's, let's get well to Retha. She's saying she's doing better, and she'll be back with us next week. Hope everyone's having a great start to the new year, and we're going to go over the – I'm trying to get you guys to stick with this resolution stuff because it's important. We got a lot of good resolutions going on. We want to have everybody stick with it. We got Rasputin. Let's get a couple birthdays from the past and the present. Sally Fields, Jack Nicholson, the golfer from years ago, and Tully Savalas. Who do we got? Ethan Allen, Gina Davis, that baseball movie she was in. Anyway, we got to move on. Let's jump into our tech time and move along on Radio Boomers.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Okay, we're going to go into our hot topic, and what we have is, all right, in baseball, just a little quick one here. You remember, I don't know if you guys watch baseball much, but if you have, you notice the pitchers stand there and they look around and they spit and they do this and they do that and they look around some more. And I'm thinking, okay, there, he's going to throw the ball. Well, they're going to change the laws on the pitchers. So they got new rules where they got to start getting up there and pitching faster. You know, so it's one of these little things. So anyway, celebrities running for president. All right, this is a new thing. A lot of people are thinking of putting their hat in the ring. I don't know if they know what they're getting into. It's very expensive, and even if you're a rich rock star, that's not enough money. You need a lot of backers. And we got, who do we got? Chris Rock, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, Oprah. And now one person that doesn't have to worry about funding their own campaign, Mark Zuckerberg, rapper Kanye West, if I pronounce that right, Katy Perry, Rosanna Barr, Ron Pellman, the Hellboy, and who else we got? Anyway, Will Smith is in there. So that's a few. All right, then we got a Kentucky man is charged for a while back. Remember I told you Ron Paul, Senator Paul, was out cutting his grass, and he was attacked by his neighbor for piling up grass too close to his house. So he's going to be he's got charged against him. The out-of-control medical profession. Well, we'll see. We got the budget was $3 trillion for health care costs. Okay, next topic, North Korea to send 230. This is unusual. For the Olympics in the South, they're sending 230 cheerleaders for the 2018 Olympics. And studies show, getting back to this health care issue, that the costs actually go down in areas that improve their social economic conditions. So that's interesting little tidbit. What do we got? This is interesting. The second most populated city in South Africa, Cape Town. You know, they're 430 or more population, 430,000. Now, this is something that has happened thousands of years ago when they researched cities and find out, why did the city disappear? Well, the reason it disappeared was no mystery. They ran out of water and they couldn't keep their crops going, so that was it. And all the building and that, it was a ghost town. Well, Cape Town could run out of water. It's their reservoir. The reservoir they have is drying up. So that could be it for Cape Town. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. So the government shutdown, what does it mean? Well, at 12:01 several days ago, the government shut down after the Senate blocked a short-term spending bill. All right, so where does that take us? Well, the Washington Post listed 9 most painful impacts of a government shutdown. The government will be shut down until Congress has, you know, they can come to an agreement. That's all it is. And here we go. So we have what does it mean when the government shuts down? Well, all right, so Social Security is going to keep going through. A lot of the stuff it won't be affected. But the 9 most painful impacts, they say, are the federal workers. There's 2 million of them. They're going to be impacted. The veterans, it could have impacted some of the veteran situation I think it's the some of the programs they have. But don't forget this. They have 2 weeks where they can go through this to see if it continues for two more weeks. The CDC flu program that they're working with, which is pretty rampant, and that's going to be affected. Some food safety operations, nutrition programs for women, children, and infants, financing for small business, the tourist trade, Operation Head Start program, and disability benefits. These are some of the impacts that will be felt. Major demonstrations over 30 cities in Iran because of the economic policies. 20 died so far in the demonstrations. Tens of thousands protest. This is the biggest protest they've had in Iran in the last 10 years. And like I was talking about, flu season is, keep track of that. If you're not feeling well, get it checked out because it's traveling across the country, the flu virus, and you want to stay well there. All right, so we have, what is this? Joel and Victoria Olstein. That's it for them. They closed the shop as far as their church goes, and they're getting into a new line, a new new business. A Navy warship was trapped in the ice in the Canada area. Icebreakers on the way to get them free. And, let's see. There's a, the new tax bill that's coming up, it's helping the country, if you don't pay attention to stuff, because $230 billion are coming back and will be spent in the U.S. because of the tax bill. The years of drought are causing more. You've seen all the many, many, many fires that we've been having. And it says all the drought that we've been having has caused these fires, and they expect more. Iceland is the first country to add an equal pay for men and women. It should be completed by 2022. First country, guys. So that's some interesting stuff, you know. So we're going to move along and, I think we got tech time coming up.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Havana Watches exclusively for you. Easy Way is taking over the world, and we have an interesting guest today. And I'll tell you, this is right up our alley for the baby boomers. We've got a gentleman. His name is David Allman. He's a retirement expert, a radio talk show host, a video columnist, retirement expert. I'll tell you, this is the kind of guy that we really needed to talk to when we were in our 30s. But I don't know how old he was. Anyway, the thing is, we need knowledge because lack of knowledge is expensive. So he's got another little thing. I'm going to bring him on. David, you on with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Well, good morning, David. Now, you're an all-star in the field of retirement, baby boomers, all that kind of stuff. But what I didn't share with our audience is you are not an official PhD-type person, but just personally, you are really into being in good shape. So we'll go into that, too. But you showed me a little video you did where you actually, you know, you're in your 60s, and you just hop 2 feet together all the way up a stadium on the bars that go along. That was amazing. But anyway, Let's cover a couple of things here. I suppose you know by now that the retirement, the baby boomers, the people who are retiring, are such good financial shape, right? They plan. No, not really.
Not exactly.
Right? No, I was kidding. From what I see, they didn't plan enough a long time ago. So, what are you finding? You know, the people getting ready to retire, the people that are retired, they're having issues, correct?
What I found is that boomers, studies show boomers are more afraid of running out of money in retirement than they are of dying. It's a big problem. Part of the reason is, well, it's a number of reasons. It's not just one reason. We can talk, if you wanted a little bit about the history. The history of boomers and retirement. In other words, when the greatest generation came back from World War II, they all went to work for big companies, and they spent their entire career at the same company. Why? Yeah. Because they wanted a lifetime pension, right? Yeah. 1978, along came the IRA and the 401k. Boomers thought, this is great. We don't have to stay at the same company for our entire careers. Companies thought this is great because they don't have to fund pension plans. Both groups shot themselves in the foot. Here's why. Nothing is holding boomers to any particular company. They can take their retirement plan anywhere. So turnover rates are exorbitant. But the problem with boomers is none of them can afford to retire because of taxes, inflation, market losses. That's a big one. And nobody knows, or their biggest worry is, how do I take my nest egg and make it last for my lifetime? I mean, that's the big problem, wouldn't you say? So, one of the things that when I work with my clients, I teach them how to guarantee that no matter what happens, they will never run out of money.
Well,
that,
you know, this is so important, but it seems like you can knock on their door, tell them what's going on, and they still continue on that path. And
well, Good point.
You need a wake up call here.
They do need a wake up call. And what they need to do is, for example, those the boomers, those in their 60s, those in their 70s, those who are about to retire or looking at retirement. Many of them do have a 401k or IRA, but how do you make it last? In other words, if you just draw off of that thing, I guarantee you'll run out of money. The average 401k and IRA runs out of money in 12 to 14 years. Then what do you do? We're living longer. You know, I have an aunt in March. She's going to turn 108. As a matter of fact, the fastest growing age group are centenarians, people over the age of 100.
There's another age group
called super centenarians, the people over the age of 110. I mean, we have to, when you plan for retirement, you've really got to give it some thought. You can't just go to a financial advisor and say, here, put my money in a mutual fund. There you go. And then start taking out a retirement. You'll just run out of money. It's a one-way ticket to ending up broke in retirement.
You know, and like you were saying, it's not a concern with dying. It's a concern with the money. And
correct.
Being broke. One hand ties in the other. And I'll tell you, one of the things that I've seen is it's the sneaker. It's that fact that the deductibles are catching up to them and costing them their homes.
I've seen
that. It's like, what the heck? I tell this story about my neighbor. You know, they both worked hard. He was an engineer. She was CPA. And they made good money. And they're moving. And I said, wow, they've been their original owners. I said, John, what's going on? Are you moving? He said, well, they've got to move and downsize because they couldn't keep up with this larger home. And I was so surprised. I thought their home was paid for 30 years ago because they've been there over 50 years. And he said, you know, they've been borrowing on it for the last 15 years to pay for, his wife's illness. And I said, what about insurance? He said, it's the deductibles. And it was $10,000, $5,000, and it just kept adding up. And I guess that's a problem a lot of them have.
High deductibles are killing people. They can't afford these deductibles. If you want a high deductible so you can save money, it needs to be a two-step process. In other words, you need to be able to afford the deductible. If you need the medical treatment, you need to be able to pay whatever that deductible is. So what if you don't have that kind of money, the $10,000 sitting around? You could in the future, if you had a little discipline, get a low deductible or no deductible if you had an HMO and a good network and you like the doctors there. And then over time, save money into an account and build up that $5,000 deductible, whatever it is. Now, for a way to get to the point of having a $10,000 deductible. Because if you can't afford the deductible, that's almost the same as not having insurance.
So it's two roads you got to take here. One is planning for the future. The other one is locking in some kind of really good medical insurance program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't. And it's a situation. The other one is if they did plan a long time ago. And they thought, well, okay, let's put money away from this. It's like not unless you're here living this life do you realize the expenses that you didn't plan for when you were 30, 40 years old. Like you're going to have kids and, you know, someday you're going to have to raise the kids and the schooling and everything. But the unexpected expenses with the kids and then the grandkids. Treats you may take, you know, give to them, or vacations you may assist with, and so on and so forth. And then I think they forget, okay, now you've got time on your hands. What do? You go on a few more trips. All right, you might have budgeted so much for that, but maybe not enough. And you also have time to remodel your house. And there's a lot of things they didn't factor in when I read some of the stuff. Oops, I forgot to factor in this one. And yet they're sitting there without additional incomes. And that retirement, like you say, isn't taking care of it. So,
I'm going to give your listeners a little tidbit, a little gold nugget that will help them in their planning and projecting. I was at a physician's convention, and I was talking to, and I decided to take a poll, and I asked every physician the same question. I said, if you could ask me only one question about retirement, what would it be? Do you know that they all asked me the exact same thing? Every one of them. They might have worded it a little different, but they all asked, how will I know when I have enough money for retirement? That's what they want to know. Or how do I know if I'm saving enough? All the same basic kind of question. They want to know, how will they know when they have enough? Well, to be able to know when you have enough, you have to answer the question, how much are you going to need? Which is almost the same question. So how much will you need? You have to look at inflation and your lifestyle.
I heard, Dave, one of the ones I heard, I'll just interject this real quick before
I
forget. 11,000, is it a year for so many? I got it wrong. Okay, so I can't remember the stats, but what it came to was $500,000. It's supposed to be $11,000 a year for so many years, and it's going to equal this. I forgot how they put it together, but the figure came to $480,000.
I'm going to give you a really simple way that everyone can relate to and everyone will be able to calculate almost instantly.
Yeah.
Let's look at the long-term inflation rate. In other words, we want to know what's it going to cost us to live in the future. Okay, because
exactly.
We know what it costs. It's easy to figure out how much it costs me today, how much will it cost me 20 years from now, 30 years from now, and so on, because this is a long-term
plan. An example would be, If you and I were just hanging out 30 years or 40 years ago looking at cars, hey, let's check out this car, which was $7,000, $8,000, would we have thought that that car could have been $30,000, $40,000? No, we wouldn't have thought that.
No, but here's how you're going to figure it out. Mathematically, one thing I love about numbers is numbers don't lie. Whatever your opinion is, two and two is always four. So, the long-term inflation for the last five decades, 50 years, has averaged 3.33%. So, you know, inflation goes up and down, but if we look at the long-term inflation rate, we're going to be right in the ballpark. Using the long-term inflation rate as a guide, the price of most things doubles every 21.6 years. Let's round it out and call it every 20 years. Which means whatever you're paying today for something, in 20 years, it will cost about double. The only caveat being any fixed costs, like a 30-year mortgage, it isn't going to change. But pretty much everything. But if you're ever going to refinance that mortgage, buy a new home, you have to factor that into the doubling of the cost. Which means, you want a hotel room. It's a hotel room cost you $100 today. In 20 years, it's going to cost you $200 a night. Whatever.
This is spooky talk.
Food.
Wow.
Yeah. So take whatever it costs you to live now on a monthly basis to maintain that standard of living. Simply double it. And so if you're say somebody's 65, getting ready to retire, say it cost them $6,000 a month to live. It'll cost them somewhere around $12,000 when they're 85.
Wow,
yeah.
David, this is beyond amazing. We got to have you back. We got to move along here. But there's too much stuff, and these golden nuggets here really make you think. These statistics. Now, give us your information on how people can contact you, and then
sure.
I want to set you up to come back. Okay.
My website is www.thealemianfile.com. It's actually a Facebook page. You can contact me directly, and I'm happy to give anybody any advice or consultation that they could possibly need. And my direct line is 760-231-8788. That's 760-231-8788. And if you want to shoot me an email, you can shoot me an email at david.alemian, A-L-E-M-I-A-N, at lowestquotelife.com.
Great, David. Thanks for coming on. I know you're a busy guy, and we're gonna be signing up let's get some information to these boomers so they get back on track. Thanks, David.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure. Have a great day.
Right.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions. You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. I just love that introduction, Eric. Anyway, I've got a great guest on today. She's also a mutual friend of Eric's, and her name is Lillian Blev. Lillian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I am excited just to be here, that I woke up another day. So anyway, I want to introduce you properly. I want to let everyone know that you are a gifted actress. You have many accomplishments in the film world as well as the music world. You're also a singer and a model from Moscow, Russia. And I understand you're very famous over there. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true. But, I mean, I came here like 5 years ago. So pretty much what I'm doing for the past 5 years, I'm staying here and building my acting career. But they still remember me there. I don't think they'll ever forget.
That's wonderful. Well, I'm sure you have blazed a trail over there as you are doing over here. And you're also the leading actress in a film called Hybristophilia. Did I pronounce it correctly?
Hybristophilia. Yeah.
Okay. I think it was close. You know, I've always wondered, what is the meaning of that title?
Hybristophilia, it means attraction to a serial killer or a murderer or any violent person. That's
it's an attraction to that person?
Yes. If someone attracts to that person, that's what it's called.
Really? Well, I just learned something new. Well, I saw the movie. I had the opportunity to be at the premiere and to meet you there. And I happened to notice you before I actually met you. I saw you when you were walking around, and you really stand out. And then, of course, I was even more pleased to have actually met you, and now here you are on my radio show. So can you tell us what's next in your plans?
Well, I am actually working on a few more projects right now. It's going to be action, couple action movies and one drama. And I'm also planning to pitch my own TV show to the networks. That's
something
I'm currently working on. So,
okay.
Yeah. And also I'm studying at UCLA. I'm perfecting my craft. Studying professional acting for TV and film. So pretty much studying and working.
Well, I admire that. I mean, I admire your discipline, and that's what it takes to really get ahead. You know, as you know, the entertainment industry is a crowded field. And, you know, anybody that's really out there making noise, it didn't happen by accident. It shows that they are dedicated, that they put in a lot of hours into honing their craft, such as you are. You're studying. And you say you're studying at UCLA?
That's right.
Oh, wonderful. Who do you have as your drama coach there?
Well, right now we actually so pretty much this program is for 8 months. So
mm-hmm.
3 months was drama. Now we moved on to the comedy, and then the next one is going to be action, like superhero movies. So this program kind of like designed to observe everything to teach us all the best stuff. So we have,
well, you're getting quite a broad range of experience. I think that's wonderful. So you're not only a dramatic actress, but you also are a comedic actress as well.
Well, I'm mostly focused on drama and action, but I mean, in every great drama, there is some kind of comedy moments. Otherwise, it's going to be boring to watch. So I believe that in the craft, like, there is all kind of genre involved. And, of course, if there is great drama, there should be something a little funny sometimes, you know, in between.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. You know, there is I know you're a redhead. There is a very famous redhead. Her name was Lucille Ball. And,
that's right.
Are you familiar with her?
I love that movie. I mean, the sitcom. I love Lucy. I watched almost every episode.
Oh, I know. She's hilarious. You know, even today, I mean, these series were, that series was made many years ago, and it's still funny. I mean, my husband happened to have it on. They had a whole series on Channel 11 the other day, and I just happened to walk in the room by chance. And I was about to do something else, and I couldn't get away from the TV set. I was fixated. It was so hilarious. I found my stomach hurting. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, and that was like, what, 50 years ago? And
yes.
It's like so wisely done, so
mm-hmm.
perfectly developed and created. So it's even right now in 2018, we're still laughing at it because there's so many legendary scene.
Yes, and can you tell our audience who are your favorite actresses or actors?
Oh, there is so many actresses I admire, like from Jennifer Lawrence, which is like currently Scarlett Johansson, Meryl Streep. There is so many people I admire, so many.
That's wonderful. And speaking of Meryl Streep, what do you think about the Me Too movement? She brought on somebody on the Golden Globe Awards, you know, that is not an actor or actress, but someone who's making a difference to help raise awareness so that women are not subjected, you know, to any kind of abuse from somebody who might be their employer.
Well, I believe that any movement towards this kind of subject is always good. I mean, if we help our women to, you know, speak up and stop this abuse, it's always great. We're just improving our society, especially in Hollywood, which is kind of like the big problem, because every actress probably experienced something like that with a producer or a casting director or just from the industry people. And, like, you know, if there is a law prohibited that, you kind of more protected. So I
think that there is
that.
I think there is a growing awareness nationwide and God willing, around the world, because for heaven's sakes, I think it's about time women have the right to drive in Saudi Arabia, don't you think? I mean,
yeah.
They're just Absolutely. Now getting the right to drive, and even still, they're not permitted to drive by themselves. They have to have a guardian. I mean, good Lord, it's like they're being treated like children, grown women, you know? So, I mean, even though, you know, there's a lot to be gained in this country as far as expanding women's rights or even the benefit of the Lilly Ledbetter Act, which gives women the opportunity to make the same amount of money for the same work as their male counterparts.
You believe that? This is not a right. It's a privilege now. How crazy is that?
Yeah, I mean, some people may think that's a privilege, but it should be a right. I mean, everybody, we're all created equal, you know? Right. I mean, you know, there are obviously obvious differences, you know. I mean, I would never try to get into a boxing match, not that I know of, with my male counterpart, but you know, there are some things that women have that are of an advantage, and some things that men have that are qualities that they have that are of an advantage. But I think we should still respect one another and treat each other equally.
Well, I believe that every society progressing with their own speed, and America always was about, you know, more rights and kind of freedom, which is amazing, I think. I believe that every country is supposed to give our people more freedom, especially, you know, women and more rights and things like that, because I don't believe that discrimination is, first of all, healthy, and second one is, I mean, it just makes no sense. You cannot, like, treat people differently because of their gender or skin color or religion or, you know, sex. Is just not right.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that one. So anyway, let me talk a little bit about your background. Now, you come to us from Moscow, Russia. What motivated you to come to the United States, and are you here to stay?
Well, when I became a singer, when I achieved some kind of fame there, I got invited to China with my show as a singer. And after I've done 50 shows, I decided to come to Hollywood and, you know, started to building my career here. But I wanted to be involved in acting. So I always wanted to do that. And I think that Hollywood is like the best place for building acting career. I didn't want to do it there, even though I was in one TV show there as a guest star. But I wanted, you know, kind of, I challenge myself all the time, and to come to Hollywood, learn the new language, because I couldn't even speak English before. So that was like my greatest challenge I gave to myself. And I am absolutely enjoying it. I just love this crazy journey. I love all about it.
You have only learned English within 5 years?
Well, I would say four.
4 years? You speak as well as you do now?
Yes. I can.
My goodness, from scratch, that is really an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Because, you know, English is not an easy language for someone who wasn't born speaking the language. And by the way, you know, we have a I guess you could say, close cousin with the Germanic language. When I went to Europe several years ago, and we had a German bus driver, you know, that drove us all around to one country to the next, and the countries are very close to one another. And he didn't really speak much English, so we had a dictionary to translate what we wanted to say when we spoke to him. And I remember talking to him one time, and I pulled out my dictionary, and he says, "Oh, der Bible," you know, because we had to use that dictionary to depend on, you know. But
that's
I was
funny.
Always amazed when I went from one country to the other how the people there spoke more than just English. You know, I mean, some of them didn't speak any English at all, especially like if you went to France, they kind of scoff at you if you don't know French, you know. They really do want you to know how to speak French. But for the most part, like when I was in Switzerland, I had to visit a Swiss doctor. I forgot for what. It's been so long ago, but I visited him, and he was on the phone, and one minute he's speaking German, or the next minute he's speaking something else, and, you know, just going back and forth from one language to the next, and I thought that was wonderful. Now, in America, we take pride in speaking English, and, you know, there are people who probably are resentful when they hear people speaking other languages, and they're saying, "You're in America, speak English," you know, and I can kind of relate to that because I'm at a church that's changed congregations ever since I can remember when I first started attending St. Paul's Catholic Church. It was predominantly European Americans, and they, of course, they spoke English, and then eventually they started crossing over into the other communities that came in, so then it became English-speaking, Spanish-speaking, and Korean-speaking. Now it's basically Spanish-speaking, and I'm kind of thinking, well, wait a minute, what happened to our English-speaking community, and why are the banners in Spanish? I mean, we're in America now, you know?
Yeah.
I appreciate that all the languages, and that is part of my heritage too on my maternal side of the family from Mexico. But still, you know, we're here, and I think that everyone should learn to speak English. I mean, hang on to your culture. That's great. That's wonderful. But let's not forget that this is the country where everybody speaks English.
Yeah, it's funny when you go somewhere and there is like some Spanish-speaking Mexican people, and you talk to them in English, and they reply to you in Spanish, and they're surprised why you don't speak Spanish. And one time I told him, but I speak Russian, do you? They're like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, there we are. Let's just speak English then. Something
yes.
<in between>.
There you go. And it is English is a universal language, which is so fortunate for the people from here because, like, you know, I said when I was in Europe, I was very, very pleased, you know, wherever I went that there was someone who spoke English. And actually it is good to know more than one language because in my case in Italy, I got left behind on the train when my husband and I went to visit some friends in Lodi, Italy, and unfortunately the train started moving, and they wouldn't let me get off the train. But fortunately, there was someone who spoke Spanish, and he translated into Italian, which is very close. It's like a close cousin to Spanish. And they were able to, you know, understand that this man's wife is trapped on the train. Please let her off, you know. So eventually I got to where I had to go, and I was a laughing stock of the evening at dinner because, you know, my experience being left behind on the train. But so it was a handy thing that I speak fluent Spanish, you know, that they could understand it in Italian. But listen, I'm looking at the clock, and I think it's time for us to get off the train and go to the next stop. So I wish you a very, very happy day and continued success with your career. And I want you and everybody to tune in to easywaynetwork.com and to like us on Facebook. So when you get on your merry way, I want you to remember us, and thank you for being our guest.
Thanks for inviting me. Have a great day.
Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita hits it out of the park again. And I'll tell you, I've met so many interesting people through Carmelita. And like I've said this before, you never know what's going to happen. You turn around, you're talking to her, and then she's on stage singing or dancing. But anyway, we didn't have time to touch on our tech issues, so just we're going to do this for Aretha. We had some callers about what were the tech issues again. Remember, guys, we get these questions. You can go on our
smartphone,
shows.
Cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, guys, we get a lot of requests on shows that we've covered a lot of tech issues. And you can go on our archive shows because Aretha's got so many tech situations. And I do reports on what's going on with baby boomers and their savings and so on. And so we're just going to hit you with a little tech stuff. We had in blogs.microsoft.com tech issues. They wanted to know what were the tech issues. So, okay, I'm going to run that by again. We got cybersecurity is a big one today because, you know, people want to be safe. When they're finding out, you know, companies that are really well protected can get hacked into, like a banking system or your credit agency. That's pretty serious. So you got to double down on that security issue. So cybersecurity is number one. And then immigration is another tech issue. And like I say, you go to blogs.microsoft.com, and I can't read the entire segment on each one, but I'm just letting you know what they are. Number three is tech for rural communities and communication. And number four is diversity tech. And then privacy and surveillance. So there's so many, we do reports on there's so many various, you know, things you could buy. I mean, I'm even looking at one for the dog. I worry if the dog gets loose, you know, finding one of those little homing devices. I would like to have one on my wallet, on my hat, on my keys. I mean, because it seems like everywhere I go, I'm leaving something. We have the A1 role in society, the future of tech. That's a concern. Where's everything going? You want to stay atop? Do you want to spend that much money on that particular item? Or, like I remember years ago, when Eric was small, I bought a computer, but should I have waited another 2 weeks? But they're coming out with a new computer. Well, you can't wait forever, so you get what's out there. Tangibility, what do I got here? Sustainability in the Paris Accord. And then you have net neutrality, coding in schools. Okay, so that's another one, coding in schools, globalization. And, all right, so that gives you an idea of some of the concerns. That's the top 10 concerns they have. Now, 10 essential tech tools for older adults. An article in the U.S. News I found, 10 essential tech tools, or one is a smartphone, tablets, and, you know, you got the smartphones, and number two, tablets are supposed to have, and a GPS, that's an important one. Well, there's fitness trackers, and these are some of the things. What do we got? Smart watches, it's another one. Medical monitors, online estate. And we got transportation apps and GPS insoles. Here's a good one. GPS insoles. You put this, if you have a relative that has Alzheimer's, you put it in their shoe, and it lets you know if they get out and where they're at and everything. So anyway, there's a couple tech situations for you. And we're going to bring on... We have an interesting situation coming up, and it's the at the Expo Center, the Business Expo Center in Anaheim, an Easy Way Evening. And I'm going to bring my son Eric on so we can talk a little bit about this. And this is going to be a blockbuster. A little intro music. We got meeting. Love it.
Life is hard.
Well,
I'm rolling easy way.
Life is hard.
Well, I'm
rolling easy way. What's going on, Dad? Learn how to market, monetize, Eric. You got a lot of stuff going on here at this event.
You have no idea.
I love
the
flyer.
No,
It's beyond exciting. And I want to encourage everybody to like the Easy Way Radio Facebook page if you're enjoying the show. Thank you so much for listening. All right, so I just wanted to go right into it. This event is benefiting the American Cancer Society because, Dad, you are a cancer survivor. Your story is amazing, and you'll be speaking and motivating a lot of other cancer patients. So basically, guys, it's on March 24th, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's an Easy Way evening. Media, celebrities, business owners.
It's an Easy Way evening, March 24th, that's for sure. And Eric, you've got, it says here, over 30 celebrities attending. And, one of the things remember hearing, and I've been to events before, and people, they talk about an event coming up, and I hear a moan and groan. I go, yeah, they say these people are showing up at some of these, some of these people have events, but most times the celebrities don't show up. But when your name is mentioned, they go, oh. And, when Eric has an event, the celebrities show up, or more. And,
shout out to all my friends, too, because I noticed, we were saying this is the launch of Easy Way Pay. We were saying this is, it's going to be about our coin. It's going to be all these different things. And I noticed I wasn't really getting a whole lot of as much response as I would have wanted to. And then when I started telling people it's my birthday, this is my annual birthday celebration, because I've been doing this for eight years. And I always benefit some sort of cause. I started getting all the response in the world. And so we decided to really make it my birthday celebration and then benefiting the American Cancer Society due to what happened with you. Because it's really hard when you're a third party watching your parent go through that. And we're going to be speaking about some pretty amazing things. And so, there's tons of media, big time media there. Easyway.tv, of course, Voice America.
Well, Harry, wait a minute. Let me save you the time. How about Easyway TV, Voice America, WBTV, Actors Reporter. Let me see if I get that. WBTVN. Did I get that right? Actors Reporter with Pepper. Extra. Soul Central Magazine. Sensations Magazine. Fan TV. Getty Images. Wire Image. Hollywood Weekly Magazine. Wow, this is historic stuff. We got
Manila Magazine,
Manila.
Say What Magazine, and then the Business Expo Center is behind this as well. They're really supporting us, so they'll be putting the. I mean, we haven't even hit February yet. We haven't even put the press release out yet. Like I was saying, shout outs to my personal friends that are coming to support my birthday and this wonderful cause. And we do have over 30 celebrities confirmed to come to the event. And if you go to Easy Way Pay, if you just search Easy Way Pay on Facebook, you'll see, Shay Vaughn, Vince Vaughn's mother, is on there saying, we can't wait to support this cause and happy birthday and supporting Easy Way and the initiative we're trying to do. You'll see Dr. Dante Sears, who's a professional in real estate and has been on TV personality and done tons of stuff talking about it. You'll see me with the director of the American Cancer Society talking about how we're going to be working very closely together with the ACS and the Easy Way. You'll see an investor that invests into us and sponsors us every year, Steve Radenbaugh, who's a helicopter pilot and race car driver. You'll see Allison Hildebrandt Larson with the Speakers Coalition, and all their organizations supporting, and the Women of Achievement beauty pageant, which just got number 5 from Pageant Planet. So they're like the number 5 top beauty pageant like ever. My girl Brooke Lewis, who is a top level award winning scream queen and Miss Vampy, and she's like the new Elvira. She said she's going to try to stop through. And my friend Doug Jones from, he was the Silver Surfer and the Blue Sabian Fish guy and Hellboy, and then there's reality stars, shout outs to my friends, Renee and Casey. And then there's all the beauty queens. And I mean, this thing is really coming together. There's business owners and multimillionaires
that
are going to come speak. the app development is coming together. Some of our clients are going to be there. We got 6 or 7 booths that are sold now. There's still room for, I think, 7 booths left. Shevin Roberts. I just wanted to personally shout out a couple people that are really supporting, and it's all over. Donna Spangler and then even Tracy Repchuk is coming, and she's one of the top marketing gurus in the planet. She's spoken 34 countries,
right.
And she's on the Forbes Coaches Council, and, Voice America is going to be there shooting live and having their whole huge live, reach to
kind of call it a marketing gold mine, Eric.
I mean, just think about this. WBTVN alone reaches like 50 million plus. Voice America reaches 60 million plus. Easy Way reaches, 50 million plus. You know, just actors, reporters, 6-7 million. You know, we have my boy Frank Rice said he's coming. He was on the radio with me on Voice America and Easy Talk Live, and he's the president of the NFL Players Association Los Angeles and franchise owner of the Popeye's Chicken Louisiana Chicken franchise, and he's going to be there. You know what I mean? Like, who is not, Mika Fitzgerald and, Burt Ward and his wife said they might stop by. I mean, I'm not going to go anymore. I mean, Raz B is in town. He's a multi-platinum artist. I mean, this is going to be an event you do not want to miss. And due to the overwhelming response that we have gotten now, we weren't going to charge for this, but now we kind of have to push people. I don't want to say push people away, but we have to get donations for American Cancer Society. So now, I mean, basically January is the only month that you guys have the RSVP, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, easywayrsvp.com. And you can get in, for the benefit. You're not going to be charged. You have to donate.
Well, that's kind of a month because there won't be room.
Well, but January is the only month. After January, we're charging $29.99. to just walk in the door, and after February, then we're charging $49.99, and that's just an interest.
I don't know if there'll be room, Eric. I think the place is going to be RSVP'd out.
We'll see, and everything's going to be on the Easy Way app, guys. EasyWayMobile.com. So it's spectacular. And I want to bring in Sophia Alvarez too. She's our administrative director, and she's been making
Sophia's
it happen.
Sophia's amazing.
I want to bring in Sophia. Sophia, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey,
there
guys.
How are
you
doing?
Super Sophia.
We're great. So thanks for popping on my dad's show here, Sophia. I want you to tell the listening audience what our app development business has been like in the last week.
It's busy. My goodness. It's just I am super ecstatic about being able to venture out and add this platform for creating apps for businesses that are that need that extension, that no longer are carrying computers around with them, but now everybody has their phone, so it's an extra extension for them to be able to use to bring people for their business and make them more aware of the business that they have. So being able to plug this into Easy Way and Easy Way Family and being able to create this opportunity for them to network and to show their business just on their phone alone is just a blessing.
Our network has really grown incredibly. I mean, you go to one of my live streams, you'll see the engagement that we have. And actually, I got a message from one of our clients this morning. Patty Godfrey mm-hmm. said, "Good morning, Eric. Thank you for sharing your vision with me yesterday. I found it meaningful.
Yes.
And I am so excited to be even a tiny part of this movement you are creating." I mean, these are the types of comments and testimonials that we're getting from our clientele, our members, our Easy Way family, and even the people that aren't paying members, the people that are just part of the family on social media are all getting benefits and they're all realizing the power and value of Easy Way and what we've been building. And I want to encourage everybody to go to Easy Way Network. .com, letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com, and register, because we have an awesome point system, which we call EasyWay Bucks, which allows you to get our marketing and our support, credited. Like, you don't pay for it, you earn it. If you share on social media, if you, bring people to the table, if you're just really proving that you're part of the family and you're bringing value, we're giving you value back, and we're giving you something you can keep track of. You know what I mean? Like, It's pretty interesting what we've created. And Sophia, have you noticed how many people are trying to duplicate what we're doing, and how many people have changed their styles of live streaming and like changed their style of marketing ever since we put what we do out? I've noticed it.
Well, you're a trendsetter.
Tremendously,
sure.
Right? And I always say it's good to be mimicked. You know what I mean? It just shows that you're doing something efficient, that's making progress, that's, it's actually working. So when, it's like what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to mimic those things that work. So, it's just
what do they say,
Sophia?
The greatest form of flattery or something?
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well,
and
all I'm asking for is a little respect. RESPECT. Yeah, I mean, come on, seriously. Just put hashtag Easy Way. That's it. I mean, if you're – I don't care. Take anything that you want. From what I do, or from when any of our team members or family members, anything the Easy Way Movement does. But if you're going to take what we do, then, I mean, at least give credit where credit is due. You know what I mean? Like, give us some...
That's
like,
older than the hills, Eric. The people have been doing that for so many years. I see a new car come out back in the 50s, and it's a big seller, and what do they do? Another company copies the same design.
They don't have God behind them like we do. God chose us for something extremely
special.
We got
a good faith-based crowd, that's for sure. And Sophia, she's got an event coming up, and I won't say anything, but I'm going to keep pushing.
Well, you know, it's coming more to fruition now. So I've been connected with Burn 24/7, and they're backing us. So this one's going to be huge. So it's in the middle.
What's your event?
It's going to be the 72 hours praise and worship, total surrender, praise and worship, continuous.
The total surrender.
72 hours, yes. And we're going to have at least 36 worship teams and worship artists involved, and it's just nonstop.
That's a lot of hours.
Yes, it is. It literally is.
So is there like a website or an app that someone can download, or a Facebook page or something to get involved with this?
No, not yet, because it's in the planning.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll tell you what we'll do.
I don't want to release.
Go on to easywaynetwork.com, go to our calendar and submit it on our calendar.
Yeah.
And guys, you can just go to easywaynetwork.com and you'll get all the information on our calendar.
Yeah, it will be released soon. All the information.
I'll be there.
It's in the planning. I'm super excited to have Patty as one of our clients for our Easy Way app, and it's just the many that are coming through. So I'm really glad to once again bring that vision that she has of her business and network, and bringing it together of what she wants to be able to show others.
I wanted to talk about too, and this is something that like four of our clients have brought up. It's the process of how we do business. Everybody does business their own way. Well, we do business the easy way. And we hold we really do hold the client's hand and make sure they're comfortable through each and every phase. Phase one in doing this app is creating this logo, and we're making sure that they're extremely happy. And until we don't stop until those goosebumps hit. This is it. Thank you. We want to make sure they're extremely proud of it. And then once the app is finished, or once the website's finished, or any of the platforms that we build, if we get your own podcast show or whatever, we make sure that you have the consulting and the training necessary to get the downloads and get get the support. But ultimately, how to monetize that marketing. That's so important. Mm-hmm. People don't stick with you. From what I've noticed, is a lot of these companies and what they're doing, God bless all of them, but they're not really sticking with the customer and making sure that they're excelling with that product.
That's
exactly
a good point.
Because you give them all the equipment, but unless they know how to use it and apply it, it does no good. It just sits there, and a lot of people will drop off, and they're not satisfied because they don't know how to work it. So it's just like what you say, Jim and Eric, is just, help them create the equipment. We help show them how to utilize it.
Exactly.
So that way it can be what they need it to be for their business.
Sophia, is this going to be at the same location?
You know what? There's two locations. There's one right here. Out here in Yucaipa, actually, there's a couple of them, and then there's the one in Ontario. So right now I'm just waiting to see where, but there's this beautiful place.
It's all building. It's all building. The other location was nice, but wherever we pick, it'll work out great. So anyway, how are we doing, Mr. Engineer? Let's see. How are we doing?
We got all the time in the world. I'm on now, and I have so much to talk about, so I gave us another 2 hours, so don't worry about it.
Okay, so we gave the engineer a couple extra bucks and we're good to go. But, Sophia, we talk about the tech stuff. Aretha's healing up here and she'll be back with her tech time. But I'll tell you, it is turning over so fast on what's happening and how it's changing the way we can, monetize this. Well, not monetize, but changing the way we can actually put things out there. It's just amazing, and you probably noticed it too. With the stuff you're doing with these apps and everything.
Well,
it's changing.
Say, before when you would have your computer, let me even back up before that. Everybody was like, you have to have a website. Well, that's great. Now you have a website, but a website right now is just like stars in the sky. You know, you have the website,
exactly.
And it's like stars in the sky, but what are you going to do with that website? How are you going to get people to that website? And now it's not even so much, you know, the website, because it's past your laptops, it's past your computer. Once again, it's on your cell phone. You know, it's like 2.5 billion people are carrying, you know, their cell phones, and even more by the time 2020. So everything is in the palm of your hand. So you have to have that next tool that's going to be able, you know, to that you can access, so people can see what your business is. And, you know, you're not carrying around your laptop no more. It's just not even your, you know, iPads no more. Now it's all your cell phone. So now it's like, okay, now we're creating apps.
it's a good analogy, Sophia. You know, websites are like stars in the sky. There's so many that, you build a website and you have it, you put your work into it, and it gets thrown out there with millions of others. I don't know how many there are out there.
Yeah, and it's like, well, now what do you do with it, you know? And it's like people really don't even go to websites really more anymore. It's like they're going to the apps. So now we're creating apps, you know, to this next futuristic, and it's just barely, we're barely scratching the surface of what the applications, you know, for your phone are just going to be able to create of that type of business for you to use in whatever industry it is.
With an app, see, here's the thing. This is what I don't think a lot of people realize. When someone downloads your app, your business goes along with them everywhere they go. Now you're attached to their business, and it can support, and whatever it is that you want them to understand, then you can send a push notification right to their phone, and they're in the now, like immediately with what's happening. And so if people want to, I mean, and there's a lot of different types of apps. That, you know, our app is an update type style app, and so we have a lot of different news always happening, a lot of different opportunities always happening, and you know, we have. You know, we market and promote people all the time. So that app has, you know, thousands of downloads, and those thousands of people are knowing about those businesses on a regular basis. And so, yeah, I mean, it's very powerful when someone downloads your app.
Yeah, it's like a walking billboard for your company.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
And you're able to show them at a moment's notice what it is that your company is able to do and what you do. You know what I mean? It's just like the electronic, business card. You know what I mean? So
it's funny
like
you said that, because
right
the electronic business card, you touch it and it has a little video on it. And then they have the cell phone where you can actually set it down and it'll project your whatever you want on the screen, on the wall. I mean, before you know it, they'll have the three-dimensional stuff coming out of it. It's amazing what the cell phone can do now. And
these small businesses, you know, that, you know, when we actually share of what the using or creating an app for them could do, because, you know, they don't know. And that's the wonderful thing about being able to create an app for a business, is because they don't know how to get, you know, a clientele. They don't know how to get, you know, people from that are walking by, you know, and telling them about their business, whether it's food
On that topic, Sophia, I want to make sure people know these apps have geofencing, you know, proximity marketing on them as well. So if someone's in a certain proximity, a certain area from your app, it will actually set to be it can notify them as well.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You don't even have to do anything.
So
that's automatic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's amazing. Amazing what you can do, and you know, the increase for the business is just, you know, satisfying in itself. And to know
that's what I was going to say. You know, and you get people that are retired to being a baby boomer show, and they think about starting a business, but they don't want to get involved in the technical issues about it. Oh, well, what do I have to do to get an app? It must be complicated, must be expensive, whatever. But yet, if you don't have it, you really fall behind. And
that's one of the reasons that we're here. We're here to hold your hand. Like I said, we're here to show you how to use an app. We're here to help build your business through the new digital age. You know, and frankly, if you're not doing it, the people that are your competition that are doing it are going to win.
Yeah.
You're going to lose. You know, and I want to get a little bit more into the event too. I want to make sure that people understand, you know, and everybody gets their love. Brian Smith, the founder of UGG Boots, is actually going to be speaking at this event. You know, he's confirmed. I'll be at the Business Expo Center about 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, maybe 3 o'clock is today, with the owner and with one of our partners, Kaya Jones, the whole KRSSuccess.com. They're one of the top NLP speaking organizations in the world, Fortune 500 companies. We'll be with him and the owner of the Business Expo Center talking about the support and the momentum and everything. We're going to be doing another live over there at the Business Expo Center today. So, I mean, guys, if you're not involved in this thing, get involved. You know, this, get involved. Andy McPhee from Sons of Anarchy is going to be there, and you know, like, we're going to be releasing our cryptocurrency and our, you know, the not the coin per se, but the tokens and the ability to invest into it. And let me tell people a little bit about, you know, what this coin has to offer, and the currency that we're basically building is just exponential. It's you know, beyond incredible. And I had it in front of me and then I lost it. Never mind.
Hello, what were you looking for?
I'm trying to find the information on. Yeah, what'd you say, Sylvia?
I said that's technology for you, right?
Yeah, but I'm a wizard, and I'm waving my wand, and I'm gonna find it here. Oh, there it is. Okay, I found it. All right, so this is just an idea of what we're building on a currency perspective, guys. EasyWay is a revolutionary digital empire consisting of many branches, including social media, IPTV, broadcast media, OTT, celebrity and CEO relationship equity, and an empowering arm for business via B2B, business to business, B2C, business to consumer, and B2M, which EasyWay created, business to media. EasyWay currency is a community currency for entrepreneurs. EasyW coin holders can purchase powerful marketing services for their businesses and leverage EasyWay's billion-dollar relationship equity empire. EasyWay is revolutionizing and empowering small business by connecting businesses to media, resources, celebrities, and influencers with digital media, community outreach, and entertainment to attract new customers and increase market share.
Yep.
Increase market share, which is...
And now these tokens are going to be around 10 cents, 10, 15 cents to start. I mean, look at where Bitcoin was. But I think this is bigger than Bitcoin, to be honest with you. This is just my opinion. But Bitcoin got up to $20,000, $30,000 a coin. You know, but this is something that's going to truly revolutionize the small, and I think help the small business world, which is hurting right now. It's going to help the nonprofit world in a big way. EasyWay Cares is a big part of this coin, which works with all different types of nonprofits. But in actuality, we have the reach of almost 200 million people now and businesses and situations through our relationship equity, our partnerships and our resources and our associations. That's extremely powerful, and this is going to be a way. Everybody's been wanting a piece of me and a piece of EasyWay. Well, now you guys are going to get the chance to get it. You're gonna get the chance to learn about it on March 24th. I mean, man, it's just exciting.
Yeah, that's just it. And you have, you know, the thing is, I've seen you do the research in the background. You do so much research before you get involved in something, and you see what works, what doesn't work, and what's the cutting edge, and then you go beyond that and create some of the new stuff that doesn't even exist. Sophia and I have seen that. It's like. And that's why when we've been at meetings and the people are sitting there with their mouth open, like, I didn't even know that existed, you know. But like Sophia said, if you don't keep up, you fall behind, you know, with these companies that have this technology. And if you don't have it, and that's what I started with, you know, telling you, it's like, it's changing. So I don't know, Sophia, if you've noticed this, but have you ever seeing things change so fast? It's like every day you wake up, what's going on? You know, what's the next thing?
Saying, like with the computers, you know, and the websites, because, you know, it was just several years ago that it was just everything was websites, and it was just everybody was pushing that you have to have websites. Well, now, yeah, you have your website, but you have to have an app. You literally have to have a mobile app to be able to share, you know, your business, because it's beyond that now. And it's just, and like I said, we're barely even touching the surface of where it's going to be. And so it's something that's very crucial to any business that is out there to make sure that, you know, they jump on this wagon of being able to get themselves a mobile app to be able to push their business to the next level, to where it's going to be going, you know, digitally. So it's very important, you know, to make sure that check out the information about, you know, the digital apps and, you know, what
yeah, we'll have the website
the
up pretty
way.
Soon. We'll have the website up
yeah.
pretty soon, easywayapps.com. And I
want to
shout out a couple of our sponsors, safesolutionsnow.com, cornbreadbookingagency.com. There's actually a new coin coming out called the EW something coin. I'll get all the information that has insurance for cryptocurrency that we're talking to, which is getting really close, as well as SoCal Connections, which is about to put their deposit in, and they're about to get in. So I appreciate everybody that's supporting this thing. You guys are the ones making it happen. And please, guys, come to the event. And if you can't come to the event, you can go on the live stream, and you'll be able to donate. We'll have a way for you to donate to this cause and to what we're doing for American Cancer Society. And we're going to be getting really involved with this because, like I said, my dad had cancer. He survived it. He'll be speaking on his story. Trust me, you want to tune in, you want to listen to it. I have a call coming up at 11:30, so I'm going to take off. You guys can take the air if you want. But love the Easy Way fam. Love the Radio Boomers Live listeners. Thank you so much. Keep doing it the easy way. I'm Eric Zuli, and I got to go. Bye-bye.
Well, guys, it's been a good show. We've had Dave Allman on, and I'll tell you, retirement information. And I'll tell you, Sophia, it's really interesting. And for the baby boomers, it's kind of vital information. I don't know if you heard Dave on earlier, some of the stats
yes.
about the baby boomers and so on. And the going broke issue, we really got to keep up with all this stuff. And planning. Planning is important.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. a lot of us didn't plan. But, you know, it all comes out in the wash. And if you didn't plan, there's things we could do now. And it's, you know, it's not like it's a total disaster. You take where you're at, right, Sophia? And you move forward and you make
exactly.
the best of it.
Anyway,
I think it's time to sign
off. Oh, wait,
one
more thing. I'm back. One more thing I forgot to say, and it completely dawned on me, and I have to say this because it's this show. I bet a lot of people don't know. I was actually in the movie with Lillian Love. With Carmelita Corner today. Lillian Love is a good friend of mine. I was in the movie. I had a small part with her on Hyperstophilia, and I never promote my acting, so I thought this was a good opportunity. Okay, bye.
That's cool. Yeah, I remember some, you know, acting. I've been in some of these sets. What you see is not even the tip of the iceberg. You know, what you actually see when you go to the show, 99%
yeah.
of it is the people sitting around and doing this and doing that and prepping and the light guy and, boy, there's a lot to that. But anyway, it's, like you were saying about the app, Sophia, I think that nearly half the small businesses expect to adapt to this kind of stuff. So that's, you're at the halfway point.
Yeah. And you know, it was just to even touch base on what you were just saying earlier about what we weren't taught. And a lot of us, you know, going up through the baby boomers, we weren't taught about how to take care of our credit. Therefore, a lot of people, you know, their credit situation isn't that great. And I'm glad that
yeah.
at this time, you know, that's another thing that I'm touching in that we'll be able to apply in the future is to help people with their credit, to be able to straighten out their credit and to be able to teach them how to take care of their credit now, you know. So I just wanted to throw that
important.
In there, right?
That's a good one. That thanks for mentioning that because that's very, very important because without – the right number on that FICO score, it's going to cost you a lot of money. It's
a
couple points down could cost you a couple points up in the interest rate, which in the long term could cost thousands, if not tens
yeah.
of thousands of dollars, you know?
Yes.
Especially if you're moving into a mortgage situation, then you're talking
yes.
some big money.
Correct.
No, that's a good
Correct.
Point. And if we could, you know, get people aware of just a little bit more aware of what's going on in the credit situation. You can go from a lot of people have the 550, 600, 650,
mm-hmm.
whatever. You can raise that 50 to 75 points or more.
Yeah.
You know, get that score
yeah.
up there. But anyway, I guess it's sign off time. We extended a little bit because there's a lot of information on there. We got Sophia in with us, and I'll tell you, it's exciting, Sophia. It's just exciting getting up, working with all this stuff. And Eric's got his live. I don't know if you jumped on his live. Live in the morning, easy live in the morning, wake up the easy way. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, a couple
because
times
they,
just,
yeah,
just
but you know,
so we encourage everybody to join in, you know, put there and promote their business and network the easy way,
yeah,
you know, and let other people
it's
know
fun.
About
it's
who
fun.
You are. Exactly.
Yeah, and you meet new people, you're waking up, and they say that in the morning, the first thing that you set your eyes on or you hear is very important for the rest of the day. Because it sets the tone, you know, it's like having a good breakfast. It sets the tone mentally for the rest of the day. So if you wake up with some negative thing on TV or some argument, it sets a pattern for the day. So this way, I go on the easy way, wake up the easy way, and I'm thinking, you know, we're talking to different people, and then, you know, it's kind of fun. So
yeah.
Wake up the easy way is cool. So anyway, guys, we'll let you go, and it's Radio Boomers Live. Come on, Aretha, get back. She's feeling better.
Yes.
And, oh, yeah, and come on back to Radio Boomers Live. And remember, it takes you two times to get up off the couch if you're a baby boomer. So they say it doesn't have to be that way, though. We can be in good shape, and we just have to, what Sophia? We have to eat right, get our sleep, drink the water. Yeah, that kind of stuff. It's not that complicated. But I don't know, Sophia. I'm afraid I fell off the wagon. I'm back to the burgers and the chips.
Nope.
Oh, well.
You just jumped back on.
So, guys, we're going to sign off till next week, 10 o'clock, Monday morning. Do it the easy way. And Radio Boomers Live signing off.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
So long, guys.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Air Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.